your feel different at all?
Think so, you know. Had a lot of new additions, you know, people with experience, Jarvis, Tyrod, and then, you know, even a new OC Haley. Like, there's a lot of different things going this year, and I'd say, you know, compared to last year, I think there's a lot of good energy going around about what we're going to be capable of doing.
Yeah, I mean, I asked Duke, I mean, how good can this offense be? Like right now, just kind of based on what you've seen so far and kind of what you know about the guys that they brought in.
I mean, I think there's a chance, you know. I think it's with any team, you know, we have to be able, we have talent, every team has talent. You know, what are we going to be able to do that separates us? How are we going to be able to execute? How do we not get, like, suckered into things? How do we, you know, make the play when it needs to be played? And, you know, we'll figure that all out when it comes to season. But right now, it's all about building up and, you know, preparing ourselves to do that.
Did the Pats have to come on for a line to really gel?
It's such a mix, you know. Right now is a great opportunity to work on communication, seeing things, being reactive. But the pads come on, there is a different aspect, you know, for the D-line as well. So, you know, this part's important, but, you know, training camps where everything really will, you know, truly get cemented.
You'd be all good by training camp?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I know one of the reasons you wanted to come here was Hugh Jackson. He's got any luck. So, I mean, was there a sense of relief when the decision was made to keep him?
Yeah, you know, I'm pumped up, you know. Anytime there's a head coaching change, you know, there's a lot of turnover and whatnot. And, you know, even with Dorsey coming in and, you know, switching in, bringing his type of players in, that's great. But having Hugh, you know, as, like, a consistent factor during this transition, you know, I think that helped us a lot. You know, there's a lot of familiarity all around, and I think it's going to help us.
You've been on teams that have won. I mean, do you see the pieces here for a stark turnaround?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we definitely got talent. And, you know, it's all about execution from now. And kind of like I said earlier, it's all – can we, you know, get through now, get through training camp, and then put everything together finally and flip the switch?
With a new guy playing next to you, I mean, is there a set amount of time that it takes? Like you talked about the communication. Is there a time you'll know you guys are clicking?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we've had some great work together. You know, these OTAs, Chris is an outstanding player, and I'm really pumped up he's on our team now. And I'm excited to see what we can do once we get the pads on.
You played next to Sean last year. Nice moving over to the left side. Is that a move you think you can handle?
Yeah, Sean is a true freak of a man. You know, he's that type of guy that can pick up a D lineman and take him 10 yards and throw him in. You know, they'll say, oh, lineman should be able to do that. But, you know, there's only a couple guys who really can do that, you know, play after play. And, you know, he has to get used to being on the left side again. But he's working with Joel, who's one of the best guards in the NFL. And, you know, they're going to be a devastating side when they, you know, get comfortable with each other.
What's the biggest adjustment in having Tyrod here?
You know, I think there's just a sense of calmness around him. You know, he's done this multiple teams for a couple of years now. He knows how to win. He knows how to play his game with his traits. And, you know, he's just a very calm, cool leader. And, you know, I think that's a real good thing for us.
Even though you've been in the league for a while, you were the new guy here last year. You know, are you much more comfortable just on a personal level this year now that you're not that?
Yeah, I definitely say that. Like, me and my wife are saying how much better, like, this year's OTAs have been. Just, I know the city. We're, like, settled this year. And, you know, we're just having a lot of fun and really enjoying the whole atmosphere. Just not as, you know, hectic for us. So, you know, I've really enjoyed it, and I think it's been a good start.
You going to be mugging for the Hard Knocks cameras?
Oh, of course. No, I think that's all our Joel Bitonio, I think. So I'm sure they'll be all over him. So,
how big of a difference is it to have a veteran in that role as opposed to last year? Deshaun kind of got thrown in there. Can you sense the difference?
I think so. I kind of think I mentioned earlier, like, yeah. There's that calmness, you know. I mean, he just knows what he's capable of doing. He knows he's played a lot of football. So I think, you know, just a good, stable leadership for us, and that'll pay dividends.
About running the football, you add high, you have the rookie Chubb that you drafted. I mean, running back room's a little bit different, but what have you seen so far?
We have a lot of talent, you know. We have a lot of varying sizes, a lot of varying speeds, you know, crazy ability out of the backfield with the mix of guys we have, and, you know, that just gives us more and more weapons. And, you know, I'm guessing all three of them, no matter what game we're in, they're all going to contribute in some way, and it's going to help us.
What about advice for the rookie quarterback, the second round?
Corbett, I mean, you know, they're moving him all around right now, and he's mentally capable of handling everything, you know. So it's just a matter of, you know, getting comfortable, getting used to NFL guys, and, you know, a lot of us are impressed with, you know, how he's coming along, and I think he's going to be a very good player.
What did you have any advice for him, you know, vet to rookie, anything along those lines?
trying to think, like, you know, obviously you talk about everything, but it's like, big things, like, don't make it harder. You know, you're capable of blocking anyone. Any lineman's capable of blocking anyone across from him. It's a matter of how do you handle it mentally, how do you approach the game, how do you take care of business so you know, you're confident and not worried about it. So, you know, just things like that.